Come on, microphone. Me.
Cher, you ready?
Yeah.
Come on, bud. Let's go. I know we don't have a lot of energy right now, but let's show some. Go. I love the smile on your face. That was even fake. All right. Don't ask me how I know when you fake it, but...
it's 27 years of this. So.
That'll be one of our shows. I'll ask you all the times you faked it with me. All right, here we go, guys. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That would be us.
Me and you.
Been quite an emotional time here over the past week or so.
A little bit of a roller coaster.
With the COVID-19, which right now, this weekend, nobody's even thinking about.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's the...
George
Floyd protests, the Antifa people, there's all kinds of stuff. And we live right downtown in Seattle. We're going to be getting into that here in a second. Let's see here. What else? I think we just get into it right now.
Yeah.
Let's just, screw it. Let's just do it. First, though, I do want to do a couple of house cleaning items, if you don't mind. New Patreon members.
Nice.
We need to welcome our new Patreon members.
We should have a song. A little song.
The Patreon.
Wahoo Dores. That's from The Grinch.
Why would that? How did that come into
because
your mind?
Because it's Welcome Christmas Day.
What does that have to...
It's a welcoming
okay.
song.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, good. Well, welcome to our new Fahu Dores people. Jason Alexander. Thank you
Jason
so much.
Jason Alexander,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what he's
the
doing
whole
these
Seinfeld
days?
Crap.
Yeah. I'm working on Jerry next?
I think Jerry's already a member.
Is he?
A lot of the Seinfeld cast is big supporters of the Gang of Two podcast. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that because they understand a show about nothing. Jeremy Peterson. I'm so sorry,
Jeez,
Jeremy.
Terry.
I want to get it right. Jeremy Peterson.
Peterson.
Welcome to the Patreon membership. We appreciate you. And Travis Brown, three new Patreon members.
That's awesome. That's quite a week.
Yes. And for you, the original, the 017, the original 17.
Why did you put an O in front of it there?
Because it's the 017. We abbreviate everything now. You know,
this is
the type of world we live in where everything's hashtag this. We don't have time to say original.
Okay, it's original. I thought it was just a zero for like...
That's three syllables.
Everybody knows there's a zero in
front
of...
Three syllables are so 1990. The original 17, you know who you are. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're not supposed to. I'm sorry.
It's top secret.
But we got your stuff coming. I'm excited about this, finally. And thank you for your patience. And God dang.
Yeah.
It's still a little ways away, but it's on the way. And I really do appreciate you guys. We will be streaming the show soon. My goal is, today is the first.
Tomorrow's the first.
I know, but today, when we drop this, today is the first on Monday.
So happy 1st of June.
And I'm hoping that this month will be the month, and sooner than later. I don't want it to be the end of the month, but in reality, it'll probably be the end of the month.
You know, suggestion?
Yes.
You might want to wait till after the salons are open.
Not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we look like stupid.
We look
right
ridiculous.
Now. You should see my hair right now. It's to the point where I think if we go another month, it might start to look good, but I'm going to look like David Cassidy or something. Like a 90-year-old David Cassidy. That's the last thing I want to be.
It doesn't look that bad.
That bad is not the angle I'm going for. Nobody ever goes to, when you go out the door, do you go, all right, I'm not that bad.
I've gotten to that point. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But yes, we will be streaming sooner than later. That is our goal. I want to thank you, Patreon people, for helping us reach goal number one, and that is the podcast machine, which I have learned is the best thing. It's like primo for streaming.
So let me understand this. It makes podcasts for you?
It streams. It helps you stream.
Oh, I thought maybe it would just...
So here's what I'm going to
make material
need.
For you. I, like all you do is turn it on and it...
No, it doesn't make
I mean, I don't
but
want
I call it a podcast machine because I don't know what else it is.
Okay.
But our Patreon members got this for us, and God dang you guys, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing how it we're able to use it. I'm going to have to get a little camera, I think, and also a streaming program.
Oh, but boy, other than more that, money. Okay.
I don't think that's going to be too much.
A camera?
The cameras are cheap now.
Well, can't you just use your phone?
I would like to. I would
get
like
a tripod.
And for what people wanting to know where we're going to be streaming it, I've narrowed it down after all my research to two things.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Seattle or the moon?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh.
It is going to be either done on YouTube, which thank you to YouTube and our listeners. They got me past the 1,000 subscriber mark to where they say, okay, you can stream on your phone now.
Yeah.
Stream live on your phone, but it wasn't letting me do it. And finally, YouTube let me
do it.
However, I'm thinking about Facebook Live, you know, streaming live on Facebook. Oh. That's where a lot of our people are. Okay. I want to go to where you guys are. I don't want to make the majority of you follow me where I think things are going to go. I'm trying to make this convenient for you guys.
Can you do both?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, God, these are, who do you think I am?
The answer man.
Bill Jobs or something? So anyway, it's been a kind of a very confusing and disappointing time for us.
Yeah. Where to start? Yesterday? Let's start with yesterday.
Well, yeah, let's start with yesterday. We live right downtown in Seattle.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it many times. For those of you that follow us on our social media pages, you can see, you know, how close we live to everything. I'm sitting there and I've purposely been trying to stay away from the news. And I'm not one of those people that I don't hate the media like a lot of people are trained to do. Maybe it's because I'm somewhat in the media.
I don't know.
I am not
you're
news
just normal.
Person. I just have a radio job. And but for some reason, people will probably think that I'm part of the media. I don't like to blame the media for things. I just don't like watching the news. I know what sells. I know that these people, every single one of them, whether it's MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of these people are in it to make money.
Right.
And their goal is to keep people through quarter hours is what this is called, people.
Yeah.
You want to keep people watching you, and pay attention to this, people, that they want you to be watching and listening to, and they're called quarter hours, to your radio station or TV. Like, just say, okay, the quarter hours are what?
They're 15:30, 45.
Yeah, okay.
And then at the top
of the hour. So they want you to be watching whatever story it is or listening to your show or whatever it is
before
the 15 and after the 15. That way you get credit for both of those quarter hours.
Got it.
You get credit for a half hour even if somebody's in there for 5 minutes.
Okay.
So that's what it's all about. And I understand that. And
I thought it was the hokey pokey.
And I think... That is what it's all about. You know what? Let's just
all these tears. I thought
when you say this, Sherry, I think you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Life is really all about the hokey pokey.
At the end of the day,
way to put things into perspective. Thank you. I really appreciate.
But you're
that.
Right. You know, they're a business. They're there to make money.
They're there to make money.
And
so I'm watching. So I haven't. My point was, I'm watching the news because I know what it is. I understand it. I want some facts. People don't like to give you facts. And even when they give you facts, people will tell you, those facts aren't the facts. These are the facts. I think that this nation, and Americans in particular, obviously, are just becoming absolutely dumber and dumber and dumber. I'm not saying I'm smarter than anybody. I'm just saying that I think at this point in my life, I haven't bought into conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I haven't bought into anything. I still, when I see something online posted, whether it's an interesting story, I still, before I share it online, I try to make sure it's real.
Right.
I do some fact checking to see if that's around.
Right.
But this whole thing has actually made me rethink my social media sharing.
Really?
And I'm going to get to that here in a little bit.
Okay.
Because of what happened today.
Oh, wow. All right.
Now,
so
go ahead.
But starting yesterday, we're not going to...
Starting yesterday, I'm sitting on the couch. What I'm saying, I'm sitting on the couch. minding my own business. Sherry's in the kitchen and she starts talking and blah, 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 and you know, like the bip, 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 bip.
Like the Charlie Brown teacher?
Exactly,
screw you.
Exactly like that.
Wah, 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 wah.
You must have heard, you must have heard yourself on tape.
Yeah.
But
this is how it started.
Okay.
We had planned on getting takeout food last night for dinner.
Yes.
Because I cooked the night before. We decided we didn't want to clean up and everything. We're just going to get takeout. So we had ordered it at, I don't know, a couple hours before, because we like to give our restaurants a heads up.
They ask you for that, especially right. If they have, like, we want to get some lasagna.
Yeah.
They probably went out a lasagna.
Sold out. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't want to have them sold out.
Yeah.
So we had placed it earlier in the day and to pick up at a specific hour.
Mm-hmm.
So about 30 minutes before we were going to go pick up the food, we had to drive. It was a short drive. I start noticing a bunch of activity at the police office across kitty corner from us. There's a police station.
There's a police station just, like you said, catty or kitty?
I always said kitty, but I think it's catty.
Okay, it's kitty catty corner.
Kitty kitty.
Uh-huh, right across from us.
Yeah.
And so you started to notice some activity.
Yeah, and I knew that we knew there were protests here yesterday, but we didn't know they had turned violent yet. We
mm-hmm.
just thought, you know, people were out protesting, exercising their right to do that. And I didn't know, wasn't expecting anything. Or maybe we was just hoping it wouldn't. So we realize, oh, something's happened here. We turn on the TV and we see that things are going down at a rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of violence has erupted just a few blocks from here.
You can
and
hear.
So we saw the cops down there. They mm-hmm. blocked off our street.
Our street, yeah.
We couldn't get out of our garage.
We couldn't get out of our garage. We couldn't get out because our whole street was blocked off because shenanigans were about to go down.
Shenanigans. So we called the restaurant. Thank God they were able to,
cancel the order. And they said, listen, we are appreciated. We don't want to deal with this tonight anyway.
Right.
They were concerned with everything that was going on. So don't worry, everybody. They're fine with our pizza.
So then we decide we're going to go down to Whole Foods. I'll just get something.
Now, I have to explain this.
Yeah.
One side of our building was where the police had blocked it off, and it was getting ugly.
It was.
Then the other side of our building, people are walking their dogs.
Yeah.
It's like
and that's
a
where
rainy
the Whole Foods
day
is.
And a sunny day.
Yeah, all in one.
All in one thing.
Yeah.
And so we go walking down the stairs, and we know that shenanigans are breaking. Our goal was to get some food.
And take it back home.
Before everything went crazy around us, take it back up. Because, you know, we wanted some popcorn so we could watch down on, you know.
Yeah, sure.
We live
yeah.
in a high rise. We're going to look down
the
and
action.
See everything. And by the way, there were people in all of the buildings around us.
They were out on
Everybody's
their terraces,
Everybody's out on their
too.
Terraces looking because it, was,
balconies
a,
or
it
whatever.
Was a zoo.
So we just get to the door of Whole Foods and they say, oh, sorry, we're closing. And this is just before 5 o'clock. And
we're closing early.
Well, they were closing right then and there. I mean, they wouldn't let us in.
Yes. But it wasn't their closing time is what I was
saying. Right. They were closing early. Yeah.
Yes. Because they knew it was about to get ugly.
So in my mind, I'm going, oh, geez. I didn't realize yet how ugly it was. I'm like, oh, this is getting serious. So we go back up to our condo and my phone is making some strange noise. I thought it was an Amber Alert.
Yeah. It was an alarm going off.
Yeah. It was a curfew. It was a notice to everybody in this city of Seattle that there was a curfew starting at 5 o'clock,
which was right at 5 minutes till.
Yeah, so we're like, oh boy, let's turn on the TV, and from there,
all hell broke.
We just watched Nordstrom get raped. They got raped.
Yeah, it was people. You know, first of all, let's go through. You know, living in a major city, which Seattle is, we're used to seeing protests.
Yeah,
you see it all, especially in a quote unquote, like liberal kind of city, you know, people, and I make fun of it all the time because, you know, I just make fun of it. People here just look for a protest. What's it about? Give me a sign. I'm there.
Yeah,
you know, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever
seen.
I
don't know if it's dumb.
I think it's pretty light. After today, I might have a different idea.
Yeah.
There's always that, and they have a thing here called May Day. And we never had a May Day this year. And this
we didn't because of the lockdown.
Because of the flu or whatever it's called.
Not a flu.
The virus.
Not a flu.
There was, so we didn't have one. And May Day here is every year on May the 1st.
Right.
The anarchists
come
in. And they're not people that live in Seattle.
Nope.
They're people that come in from Idaho and Montana and Portland.
God knows where.
And Vancouver.
Right.
Wherever they want to just go and act stupid.
Right.
And they're dumb. I don't think they even know what they're doing.
I don't either. So, I think Antifa, right? Is that one of them?
I think so, yeah.
I think that they would like to see an end of civil society. I think that they don't want law and order, but I don't think they understand what that entails.
Yeah,
I don't think they understand. If there's no law and order, like, you know, their girlfriends will be being raped. I mean, I don't think they
get
it.
Have you seen their girlfriends?
They don't have them.
I don't even think they have them. These
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't think they really understand what they're asking for.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's just a bunch of angry people that say that, oh, you know, big business is bad, but they're wearing their Nikes. They don't fucking know what they're doing.
And that's some of it. But some of them just want... And then there's people that have just hijacked it. Like,
yes.
They come out and they just want to see violence. They get off on violence. They want to see things destructive.
They want to throw things at a cop and that go
right.
back. It's like it's like anybody who's played golf. You go and you play golf all day long, and then when you're done playing golf, you go home and you go to the bar with your buddies and go, that shot I hit on the 15th green was, oh, that's what these, did you see me throw the dirt clod at a cop? You know, so there's that faction.
Right.
That's what May Day is here. So
right.
we see this all the time.
Right, we do.
So this thing last night was like a perfect storm.
Yeah.
It was Antifa.
Yeah.
It was people upset about George Floyd.
Right.
And it was not, it was people, it started off peaceful. There were
a lot of peaceful.
Then it got ugly. I felt bad for the police officers because they didn't know who they were fighting.
Right.
There were people just angry. There were just people
right.
out to do whatever. There were the people that Antifa to break windows.
Right.
The Antifa people just break windows.
Right.
They don't loot.
Yeah, I guess
then
that's true.
Then
yeah.
there were the looters
then
that
there
came
were opportunists
in.
That came
the
in.
The opportunists that came in to loot.
Yeah.
Then there were the people that were protesting and yelling at the police officers because of George Floyd.
Right.
Then there were the, who knows what
I know.
People
it was
out
all
there
sorts.
Just want looky-loos.
Right.
There was all kinds of weird shit going
yeah, it
on
was
last
really
night.
Weird.
It wasn't one thing. I don't want people to sit there and blame this on police haters. I don't want people to
right.
blame the police.
Right.
I don't,
it's not
just,
a one size fits
it's
all.
It's just a. It was like a dumb fuck soup. Was
right.
what it was last night. It is all it is.
I love that.
It's truly what it was. So that and I'll tell you, it gets a little scary. You
it
wonder
is scary.
What's going on,
it's
and you
very
see
scary.
Your neighbors. You know, you see our neighbors' stores, people that
right.
we go in and say hi to
right.
every day. Our favorite coffee shops,
right?
You know, your favorite
our wine
clothing
guy,
stores,
the wine
you
bar.
Know, every you know, this is our neighborhood.
This is
our community.
These are
people we know,
right?
And so we see their windows being bashed in, and you
it
know,
hurts.
And
it hurts.
It sucks. It sucks.
It fucking hurts.
So last night, and I'm watching online, and it was happening in every city.
And
Fargo,
even,
it doesn't matter what
right.
size cities,
yeah.
it was happening, and it's just so sad to see.
Even Nordstrom, it was heartbreaking for me for Nordstrom because they're a big company. Yes, people probably hate them for it. I don't know, but it's a Seattle company. They were started here. They're headquartered here. So to me, they're a local company.
Yeah,
and it hurt me just as bad to see them. They were raped. There's a Chanel boutique on the corner. Of course, that was all
just you
gone.
Know,
yes. And they kept showing it all night long. They would shoot back to the camera and showing people going in and out of Nordstrom all night long, just taking shit, whatever
and
they
you,
wanted.
And you know that's happening. And that's the stuff that I hate seeing. You know, you get wound up. Your stomach starts to hurt. You physically start to feel bad.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me. And I know you last night.
Yeah.
I became very emotional.
Yeah.
I became very angry.
Yeah.
And the point is I don't even know who I was mad at.
Yeah. Well, the looters. I'm mad at them.
The looters are the ones that piss me off the most.
Oh, those are...
Because
they're not even people. You know, here's the thing. Those are the same people. And you've seen them. They probably haven't had a great life, I'm guessing. You know,
mm-hmm.
they probably, I don't know, high school dropouts. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making assumptions now. But, you know, so they get mad when they're not treated like human beings. Well, you know what? You're acting like animals. When you do that shit, when you loot like that, you're an animal. You're a fucking animal.
You actually hit it last night. You go, look at these people. They're like rats.
They are. They're rats.
They're running in and out of
right.
trash and grabbing
yes.
stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they're
so,
not people.
So, no, they're not. And so you don't even know who to be angry at. All you know is that, oh my God, with everything that's happening with the coronavirus, everything that's happening politically, no matter what side you're on, I wish we'd all just get on the same side.
We need somebody to unite us. You know, we don't need a divider.
Well, it's just tough. I don't know what's happening. I don't even know what, anyway, that's a political thing. I don't even want to go down that
line.
But you know what? You can believe what you want. I can believe what I want. Anybody can believe what they want. Truth is, we don't really know what's going on. All I know is that it's ugly out there. It is part of the problem. People hating each other because they have a D or an R by their name, which is absolutely ludicrous to me. Then there are, I don't even know where I was headed with this, but there's just all kinds of asinine stuff that's happening. And
it was a bad night for us.
It was horrible. It was
heartbreaking.
Very, very sad.
Heartbreaking. And then today.
So we were sitting there last night. Sherry says to me, hey, why don't we go clean up tomorrow? Because we saw a lot of our...
There was a guy on in another city. I want to say, what town was Floyd?
Minnesota. Minneapolis.
I feel like it was there because they'd already had at least a day of looting before us.
And he was cleaning
up. And I went, you know what? That's what we should do. So I was inspired by him.
Yeah, that's good.
I said, you know what? We should do the same thing.
Yeah, and so you did. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll go down there. I don't think we're going to be let down there. Because I thought the National Guard was going to be down there. There's going to be cars that are gutted and flamed.
Because there were at least three burned out cars in front of Nordstrom last night. We saw it on the news.
Well, at least. I mean, there were...
Just in front of Nordstrom alone. And then there was one in front of North Face. There was another burned out car.
There were dozens of them around the city. So I'm thinking that we're not even going to be able to get down there because it's so ugly. And it's a dangerous situation.
We didn't know what to expect.
We didn't know what to expect. But... I kept thinking, well, I guess we could go down there. I don't know what to do.
Right.
What good it's going to be. So we grabbed our gloves and a couple of trash bags, not knowing what we were going to see. As we're walking down, all this stuff literally happened a block and a half.
Right.
From our house. Right. Not even in some places right down below our building.
And you know what's interesting is I never saw any of the smoke from the – there's really tall buildings here. Maybe that's why. But I never saw any of the smoke from any of the car fires.
But we heard the flashbangs.
Yeah, we did hear the flashbangs.
We
hear
everything from there. Yeah. So we start walking, towards the area where all this stuff was happening last night. And we see some people walking with some brooms.
And then we see a couple more.
And we're going, oh, that's nice. Look, people have thought like we're to do this. Yeah. They're out doing this. And we get downtown. And
it
brought tears to my eyes.
Me too, I have to say. And I don't cry a lot.
No, you don't. I cry easily. If you go to my, it should be on there right now. I don't know if it's on there now. Anyway, it's if you follow me on Instagram, this is a reason for you to do so. Terry James.
Right.
TerryJames. I videoed a lot of this and it's in my Instagram stories where you can see all these people. And we walk across the street and there's... just tons of people.
There was hundreds, maybe, would you say 1,000 people? Maybe thousands.
Sherry, I'm not good at that.
I'm not either.
But I'm here to tell you the short few blocks that we saw.
Right.
There's other, I'd be willing to bet into the thousands of people. And everybody coming out of there, you're wondering if it was organized because we didn't hear anything.
We just decided on our own. There might have been, like you said, a Facebook page or something.
Some of them kind of
loosely decided, hey, we should do this.
But down, or maybe some but people was, that saw what you saw. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I would love to know. So we ended up stopping at this one group of women. They were Asian, and that matters because they were on the shorter side.
It matters because they were hot too. They were very cute.
They were cute. They were young.
How young?
They were younger than me.
Yeah, but were they too young for me to go, oh, look at the hot?
Yeah, a little
no,
bit.
No, they weren't. Were they over 18?
Yes.
Okay. Life's good still. Okay.
So we walked by them and Terry's like, they were cleaning. They were cleaning the graffiti off the wall.
They
and
had
Terry,
a little squirt bottle. Right. They had scrubbing brushes. Yeah. And
so Terry says to me, he goes, I wonder if they would like me to... Because they couldn't reach the higher.
She was having a hard time reaching the high spots.
So I walked up and I said, hey, you guys, do you want some help with the tall parts? I got a tall guy here. And they went, yeah, that'd be great. So Terry went and cleaned up all of the graffiti that was out of their reach.
Yeah.
And I wish I had asked them. I should have asked them. I thought about this later. Hey, just by the way, how did you guys find out about this? Was there any sort of organization?
You know,
did you just come here
on
your own?
I'm sure there was a combination of everything, yeah. Sherry. Just like there were different factions and, you know, some of the stuff was organized last night. Some of it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think that a majority of the people who live downtown like we do felt that way.
I wanted to take our city back.
Yeah, because you saw a lot of people going in and out of their apartment buildings.
Yeah, you did.
With their brooms
right.
and their everything. So it was, and this,
their
we
bags.
Went down there right before noon.
Right, it was about 11:30.
Last night we felt helpless because you don't even know who to fight. You don't know what it is. I'm watching social media, which is breaking my fucking heart.
Yeah.
I was just a very emotional night, and I felt helpless last night. Felt helpless today, too, because we got down there. They had it taken care of.
They did not need us.
People, like I said, were passing out waters to people.
Yeah.
People were laying on the ground. There were families out there
yeah,
with their
kids.
Children. Here's what you do, people. This is what people do.
It was so touching.
With a heart. So it was yeah. really effing amazing.
It brought back some hope in my hope, anyway, in humanity. There might
yes.
still be some hope for us.
And last night, I was, you know, lately I've been having a hard time trying to love where I live.
Yeah.
And right now, and I could probably go away by the end of this podcast. But right now, I love where
yeah,
I live.
Me
and
too.
It was very emotional. Your eyes are
I
tearing.
I know.
This is
I
good.
I told you.
I like this. It was real, people. The problem is, like we're talking about media here, and I hate to be one of those people that says media is bad because they're not bad.
We have to have them.
We have
in
to have
a free society. They are absolutely essential.
We have to have those people that'll
media.
Dig into the bad people in the world and find out the stuff. And there's a need for real, true, honest people.
Right.
Now, the media part of this is that I just got so tired of seeing, you know, because people are into getting likes on their Facebook pages or whatever. They
yeah.
want everyone wants to go viral. So they're going to show the horrible stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And I showed some of that last night because I was scared.
Right.
And you know what I got to get? I what do I get for posting that? Hundreds and hundreds of people sharing it, voicing their opinions, whether that's up. They made a lot of people made it political.
Oh,
a lot
Jesus.
Of people made it this. A lot of people made it that. A lot of it created a big conversation and people were talking and talking and talking. And then I got mad at myself because I felt like I was contributing by showing
problem.
All the bad shit.
Yeah.
Now, just before I went to bed last night, actually, I couldn't sleep last night very well.
Yeah.
You went to sleep, and I went back online, and I was purposely in search. I wanted to see something good.
Something good. Well, you got it today.
And well, I wanted to see something good, and I saw it last night. I even told you.
You did, I remember.
I came back to bed at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
That I saw a post of a police officer. I think it was New York. I'm not sure where.
Mm-hmm.
He got separated from his guys. He's got his helmet on and his baton and all this
shield
stuff.
Or something.
He got separated from his guys and got pushed back into a corner. And he's a white police officer. And a group of black men formed a shield around him and not let anybody mess with him and or hurt this
that's
man.
Awesome.
And I mean, right now, that's yeah. bringing tears to my
that's
eyes. And so I shared that post.
Nice.
And I decided today that I am only, because it's so easy, and I get mad because, you know, in this job, you want to stand out. And I get mad because I post something like that of all the hate, and mm-hmm. I get hundreds of likes and hundreds of this and that.
Well,
or if I do I put some thought into a Terry James Alive show or this show right here where we're talking about stuff that matters and trying to find a positive outlook.
Yeah.
That nobody gives a fuck. I get one like. I get one share of a show.
Because it's not exciting.
It's not exciting to people.
Well, this is exciting.
You know
what we saw today was so exciting
yes.
to me.
So I've made a decision that I'm going to stay out of this shit online.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about my opinion. Nobody does.
It's not healthy to.
And I'm just going to stay
it's
out.
It's not mentally healthy.
So when I post something. And listen, I'm going to do jokes. I can't
well,
help but do jokes.
Of course, you should do that.
I mean, my first joke out there when all this stuff was going down, because my normal,
your go-to.
My go-to in any moment of crisis, any moment of sadness, somebody dies, whatever, for some reason, I kick into, I gotta make a joke.
Yeah.
So last night I saw all the people looting and I said, God, I hope they all get the flu. That was my dumb joke that I wanted to post. So I'm going to keep doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to share the shit, the hate. I don't care if you people share my shit or not at all now.
I don't know what it is you're talking about, but if you're just showing a picture of something that happened to you, like last night, you know, showing a picture of a factual event, I don't see what's wrong with
it
that.
It was the scene where a guy, this block and a half from our house, some asshole Antifa kid with a semi-automatic machine gun.
Oh, yeah.
Now, From what I understand, that might not have been his gun. He may have taken it from a cop car.
Yeah, they were two stolen.
But this badass undercover cop grabs it from the fucking guy, throws it over his shoulder at the same time, wings the dude down to the ground. This dumb 15-year-old white piece of shit kid.
Oh, that's right. So that was on the news. You saw that on the news.
I saw that. So I shared that. But that
What's wrong?
What? Oh, Sherry, is fake. Oh, there's. I'm here to tell you. There's a big amount of very unhealthy minded people out there.
Now, let me ask you this. After reading a lot about how much Russia and China too is really involved in spreading misinformation,
mm-hmm.
because they believe that they will bring down our society with that. And
mm-hmm. Oh, they love this.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering how many of those people may be connected in some way to...
Easily brainwashed.
Yeah.
Or you know, listen, I'm not here to say I'm smarter or better than you. I'm not. This is not what it's about. I get sad when I see unhealthy-minded people that don't have a brain for themselves,
right,
doing whatever they want to do. And in my mind, listen, I sympathize with George Floyd and his family.
More than anything,
the African American society. Horrible. I completely sympathize with it. I get it. I also sympathize with the good police officers,
yes,
out there. But I see something, you know, my liberal side is this is wrong, this is horrible. My, I don't know if you want to call it conservative side or maybe human side, is when I see people looting, to me, this is an act of terrorism.
It is.
These people don't deserve to be let go.
Right.
They deserve to be fucking shot on spot, to me. And that sends a message.
Yeah.
You don't want to go. You know what? If you go into Nordstrom and you walk out with some Chanel, you're shot right in the forehead.
Shit.
Guess what? Your own fault. You're caught red-handed.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, so there's so many different things to be worked out.
But what you just described.
You and I are never going to solve anything.
But what you just described about yourself. I think I would call you a moderate. Most people, it's a commonsensical thing. You know,
yes,
you're right in the middle, which is where most of us are. We're not on the fringes of either the left or the right. But we're right in the middle.
Don't send us your conspiracy theory shit.
No, that's bullshit.
Don't
especially
send
when
us
it's on the news. It was on our nightly news, our local nightly news. They wouldn't have the time to doctor up. Come on.
Listen,
give me a break.
I appreciate everybody out there that has their own mind and wants to do things. This is America for now, where you're allowed to have a free thought.
Yeah, for now.
For now. I, you know, if you were on to get into a discussion and do a whole show about where we think this is headed, nobody believes us or nobody cares what we think.
Yeah.
So my idea now is to do my best, especially online, to, if I'm going to have an opinion, form a very thoughtful opinion. I'm going to stand by my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to share some good stuff out there.
Nice.
I don't care if it gets 2 followers. Go ahead and play in your 50,000 viral shit. I got to see good stuff. And today was, and I'm so glad you said let's go down there, because today was something I more than needed.
Me too.
I needed to see it, and it was touching.
I wish that everybody could experience that.
Yes, it's one thing to see it on social media, It's another thing to see it in person. It wasn't, people weren't congratulating themselves.
Oh, no.
People weren't doing anything. They were quiet.
Yeah.
They were still trying to keep their 6 feet distance from each
wearing
other.
Masks.
Everybody was wearing masks, doing all this, but they cared about their community.
Yep.
And I know that we are not alone here in Seattle. I know that there were scenes like that everywhere because there are good,
I hope so, yeah.
Yes, there are good people everywhere.
Right.
And I think that after last night, who knows what's going to happen tonight? This is a Sunday.
Yeah.
It still could happen tonight.
It could. They could be back.
But it is a, I think we fucking won.
I do too.
Even though they got their night out.
They got their Chanel.
You know, they got their Chanel. They got a free Nike.
But you know
shit.
What? They're going, at the long run, they got some bad fucking karma on them.
They do. And they're just assholes.
Yep. And they, you're right. We won.
And there
they got their Chanel, but we won.
And like we said, there are so many different fights out there last night about what it was about. But in my opinion, it was all about, you know, the worst part was the looting.
Yeah.
You know, and breaking our neighbors' windows and our favorite coffee shops thing. And they don't deserve that shit.
No, and Nordstrom,
what did they do?
Nordstrom was already down 40% sales, but down because of the COVID-19. And then you factor this in. I mean, I know they probably have insurance, but still, they're going to have to do a lot of repair before they can open that store. That's their flagship store.
Sure. And in my mind, I'm like, who would want to now, in today's day and age, this is my thoughts before going out there today. And just earlier this morning, I was getting very upset about this.
Yeah.
My thoughts were, I think I even said it to you, who would open up a store downtown anywhere now?
You did say that.
Who would do that?
I don't know who would.
And
I don't
now
know.
After seeing the community come together and realize it's not just their store, it's our store. It really, I would do this.
Yeah.
I know there's horrible stories that you have wherever you're listening to this in your neighborhood that you saw. I know there's also moments that will warm your heart. I hope that you're able to find some moment that absolutely warms your heart and takes away some of this anger, this sadness,
the pain,
this confusion, which is, and who knows? It was just absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We need to thank our Patreon jumped in members. Isn't it weird that all of a sudden we're a gang?
Oh, yeah, that's not so.
Maybe we should be called passive. I don't want to be passive because I'm going to stand up.
Right.
I'm going to stand up for good people. I'm going to stand up for goodness. I'm going to post some good things that people do. It may be few and far between because those don't get attention.
They don't.
And it's sad that it doesn't.
It's a gang for good. It's a gang for good.
Exactly.
Okay?
And you know what? Those people are out there, people. We saw it today.
Yeah.
And there's not just
And there's
one
a lot
two.
Of them.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them.
There's a fucking lot of people out there that are good.
Yep.
We want to thank our Patreon members, J. Mark Surveying. Thank you to you guys. Does this sound weird to you? Anyway, thanks to J. Mark Surveying. They are licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got a website. It's JMarkSurveying.com. Good people. If you need some of that, please use them, Patreon people. Psychic Kami. I wonder if she saw this coming. Psychic Kami, thank you so much. You want a psychic reading? Maybe that's something you do to take your mind off of it now.
Yeah.
See where things are.
Yeah.
Got a psychic Kami. She's actually pretty damn good.
She is.
She's pretty damn good.
You know, it can give you some insight into what you need to do for future goodness.
Jeff and Angie Strumer, they reached out to us when all this was going down.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks to everybody who reached out
to us.
Oh,
I know. There's so many.
Your thoughts that knew that we were in the middle of this.
Yeah.
We're really touching.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I also get the message, see what you get for living in a fucking city, you dumb motherfucker.
And let me guess, that was no one you knew.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, they're just people.
It was somebody bitter because they live in some piece of shit somewhere.
Well, whatever
and they're not happy
it is.
With their life.
Whatever it is, it's just somebody with a shit opinion.
Yeah.
Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com, use the promo code PODCART for 10% off. It's 10% off. It's R-O-U-G-H. cutdecor.com. Panini Pete, who is doing his best to help out. He actually closed his restaurants today,
Sunday,
in memory of George Floyd.
No kidding.
And all that, and trying to heal his community
oh
and his
God.
Everything. So Panini Pete,
class act.
Does
man.
A lot
you're
with
class
our military. He does. Yeah. He is just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Stephen Daigle of M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Freakville, Florida. If you need an addition to your house, go to them.
Screened in patio.
From PrescientSurgical.com, the startup in San Francisco. Sasan, I have some sort of interaction with him every day now.
Nice.
I love this guy.
We really
wife.
Need to meet him.
I can't wait to meet them. Jeff Gray and everybody at Southern Carves Facebook. Go if you're on Facebook and you're liking our page, go to Southern Carves. That's Southern C-A-R-V-E-S. Like their page. Just do it. See exactly what it's all about. Support these people who support this
show. Because
this
is our community. Yo.
WeBingeTV.com.
Yo. Yeah.
I have a bone to pick with WeBingeTV.com.
Uh-oh.
Last night, we decided to watch something on Netflix. To try to take our mind off of all this.
Right.
So we watched
Space Force
with Steve Carell and all this. Now, they said that, I believe they said that Space Force was only going to be, they're going to release one at a time every week. We watched three episodes
last
night.
Yeah, we did.
Pretty funny show.
It was pretty funny.
Pretty good,
It was goofy.
It's goofy and funny and, and it sees a lot of actors that you like. So
it
was fun to just take my mind off the shit.
Yeah.
But WeBingeTV.com does a great job and find things to watch. They can actually help you figure out what you want to watch and actually guide you into stuff that suits your personality. They're amazing at that. Plus, Emer Taylor. Oh, crap.
We'll do it next time.
Next show, we will be giving away some of our Gang of Two masks.
Yes.
Thanks to TheEmerTaylor.com. 10% off Gang of Two. 10% off of all of their stuff over on their website, with the exception of their silicone products. TheEmerTaylor.com has all that stuff. So thank you, guys. Try to find some goodness out there, guys. We found it today.
We did.
And you know
spades.
What? And if you're listening to this show, we know that your heart's in the right place. We know that we may not be 100 billion people that love to spread conspiracy theories, but we're a very growing group of people with a heart. So thank you, guys. Love you guys.